There's a place I go when the world gets still. When the house is quiet and I've had my fill of the noise and the rushing and the everyday. I slip through a door and I drift away. The shelves go on further than the eye can see. And every single book is waiting just for me. I pull one down and it opens wide, and a voice says, come on, let's go inside. It's a library that talks back, asks you questions, pulls you off track, leads you somewhere you've never been, shows you things you've never seen. Every answer opens a door, leaves you hungry, wanting more. It's a library that talks back to me. I've been lonely in a crowded room, carried questions through the afternoon with nobody around who wanted to stay long enough to think the slow thoughts away. But here the pages lean in close, and the ones who matter linger most. No clock on the wall, no place to be, just a curious mind finally running free. It's a library that talks back, asks you questions, pulls you off track, leads you somewhere you've never been, shows you things you've never seen. Every answer opens a door, leaves you hungry, wanting more. It's a library that talks back to me. It doesn't need anything from me. It isn't lonely, it isn't free. But something in the asking and something gets long, when I need a thought or I need a song, when I want to feel that old familiar thing, like a child with a book and a whole world waiting. The shelves going further than the eye can see, and I think that's always how it was meant to be. Not every question needs a face. Sometimes magic lives in a quiet place, and the books breathe slow, and the books breathe low, and they'll be here when